This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasul amma ba'd. My brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. Every one of you who came to this conference, you came for a reason. Every session that you go through, there's something there for you. I want to speak to you today about one of the greatest decisions you'll ever make in your life. Who's going to be your friend? Who you going to hang out with? Who's going to be your buddy? Who you're going to get married to? Sisters, would you mind if I speak to the brothers for like 30 seconds? Would you mind? Brothers, don't worry, they can't hear us. And I want an honest answer. And I'm going to look at every one of you. How many of you like and are attracted to women? Raise your hand. All right. Those who didn't raise your hand, see me later. We're going to talk. According to the World Health Organization, every day, intimacy happened between men and women 100 million times a day on this earth. That results in 850,000 conceptions a day. That results in 350,000 sexually transmitted diseases a day. That results in 150,000 abortions a day. Who's your friends? Who's your buddy? Who do you hang out with? The Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, said this, and don't you ever forget it. المر على دين خليلي فينظر أحدكم من يخالل. A person will follow the religion of a very close friend. Therefore, let every one of you be careful of whom he shall choose as a friend. Who's your friends? If you tell me who your friends are, I can tell you a lot about who you are, because you will be influenced by your friends. Might I recite something from the Quran to you that will be recited by someone in the hellfire and Yawm al-Qiyamah? Listen to these words and never forget them. Ya waylata laytani lam akhadtu fulanan khalilan laqad adallani an adh-dhikri ba'da idh ja'ani. Would that I had not taken such a person as a friend. They took me away from the reminder after it came to me. Woe is to me. Brothers, listen to me. You listen carefully. You better be careful who you choose as a friend. Last week, I'm in Phoenix, Arizona, getting on the plane. And I was one of the last people to get on the plane. And I noticed as I walked through first class, wallahi, every person that I saw had a smartphone, an iPad, an iPhone. They had something just like you have. And as I went through the plane, I'm looking, everybody busy on the phone. There's an imam, I love him. I have the same debate with him every year. He's probably at the conference, I'm sure he's here, and he would tell you. And you know what we debate about? This imam, I love him, he's smarter than me, he has more taqwa than me, he has more everything of me of good. But there's one thing that this imam does not have, he doesn't have a computer. I said, imam, you don't have a computer? I don't have a computer. And every year I say, you know, this is going to be the year he's going to get a computer. I said, Sheikh, you get a computer? He said, no. Sheikh, not even a smartphone? No. You don't know this. I was the last one to get a cell phone. I resisted for some reason. I didn't get a cell phone for a long time. I finally got a cell phone. And every time I took out my cell phone, the youth would start laughing. Oh, look at that. So, you know, finally I got a really good smartphone. They're not laughing at me anymore. But I said, Sheikh, don't you know the value of computers? Don't you know you can go on your iPhone and you can get some of the greatest reciters of the Quran? You can get Sheikh Abdurrahman al-Sudais. And you can listen to him on your iPhone. Don't you know that, Sheikh? He said, yes, I know. I said, don't you know you can get on the internet and you can go online and you can learn so many Islamic things? He said, yes, I know. But yet he wouldn't get it. And you know why? I understand. Computers, in my opinion, is like money. Money is neither good nor bad. Is what you do with it. You can take money and build schools and hospitals and libraries. And you can take money and you can buy the haram. You know, the other day I went to get my newspaper, and there's a brother, alhamdulillah, a good Muslim brother, works in this Muslim store. And recently he was telling me how he's going to go back home, he's going to learn the Quran. So I went there the other day, and like so often, as I'm parking my car to go to the store, he didn't see me. He's outside and he's smoking a cigarette, young man. And so when I got out of the car, I knew what was going to happen. When he saw me, he hit the cigarette. Usually I don't say anything, but this time when I saw him, I did like this. He said, haram, haram, haram. Telling on himself. You know something, brothers and sisters? While these great gifts of technology that Allah has given us is good, but it can also be bad, I'm going to ask you this. Could you withstand an examination? Everyone bring forth your iPad, bring forth your cell phone, bring it here, and let us look at the history and see where we have gone, what sites we have visited. Could you withstand the examination? What's my point? My point is the new friends is not just people. It's iPad. It's Facebook. It's Instagram. Will we be sorry on Yawm al-Qiyamah because we took these and went to places that we should not go? In my conclusion, I'm going to add something that Sheikh Yasir said. Actually, I had some of the same things that I wanted to mention. How many of you brothers want to get married? Raise your hand. Good. How many would like to get married today? Raise your hand. MashaAllah. How many sisters like to get married? No. Naeem, I'm of the opinion that when we have these conferences, we have to find a way to get them married. Some of them, I'm telling you, come here to get married. To at least look. And they're looking. Why not help them? Let me tell you why I say that and then I'm finished. Who you choose as a wife is one of the most important decisions in your life. Can I help you? Would you like for me to help you? My young brother there, would you like for me to help you? No. MashaAllah. Let me tell you this. Think about Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him. Which companion is called Dhul Nurayn? Dhul Nurayn, the possessor of two lights. Which companion? Uthman. The Prophet Muhammad alayhi salat wa salam married his daughter to Uthman, and his first daughter, she died, then he married his second daughter to him. Umar radiallahu an, when the husband of his daughter Hafsa died, he went to Uthman and said to Uthman, "I'd like to marry my daughter to you." Uthman said, "Give me a couple of days and let me think about it." And about 3 days later, he said, "No, I'm not in the position to do it right now." Then he went to Abu Bakr and said to Abu Bakr, "I'd like to marry my daughter to you." And Abu Bakr remained silent, and a few days later, he says, "I'm unable to do it." And then the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salat wa salam, he came to Umar and said, "I want to marry your daughter Hafsa." And he married his daughter to the Prophet alayhi salat wa salam. A few days later, Abu Bakr, he came to the Prophet alayhi salam, came to Umar and said, "Maybe you were mad because I declined your offer." He said, "Yes, I was." He said, "The reason I declined is because I know that the Prophet had mentioned her, and had the Prophet not married her, I would have accepted your proposal." Now, what do you learn from this? What do you learn? What do you learn from this? One of the lessons that you learn is that it was Umar getting his daughter married. It was the Prophet getting his daughter married. Wait a minute. What are you saying? You saying arranged marriages? Is that what you're saying? Not quite. But I can tell you the truth. We have choices and we've been messing them up by ourselves. My point is, brothers and sisters, and my conclusion is that we have to make better choices of whom we marry. Allah gives us a hint in the Quran, finally. The Prophet said, "La nikaha illa biwali." There is no marriage without a wali. Sisters, be careful. 95% of Muslim children go to public school. Who are your friends? Sisters, can I tell you who's in the public school? Bubba and Slick. Yeah, you met him. Salaikum salam, sister. And they're going to try to rap to you. And you know what Allah warned you in Quran? لَتُنْكِهُ الْمُشْرِكِينَ حَتَّى يُؤْمِنُوا. Do not marry your daughters to the pagan women until they believe. Even though they may appeal to you, Allah tells you why. Ulaika yad'una ila an-nar, because they invite you to the fire.
That's it.
Who are your friends? My recommendation today, as I sit down, unfriend some people for your good. Make sure that the people that you're with, as the Prophet gave the example of a man who has perfume, a musk, and go into the store and just to smell the musk. Sometimes I see a brother and I give him cheeky, cheeky. You know why I do that? Because of the musk that he has. Smells so good, I do it again. And you know what? Go into a store where they sell perfumed. Lovely, lovely smell. And even if you don't buy anything, you feel blessed. Being around these Muslims are blessed. All these brothers say, I love them more than you can ever imagine. So brothers and sisters, please be careful. Al-maru ala dini khalili fayandur ahadukum man yukalil. A person will follow the religion of a very close companion. Therefore, let every one of you be very careful whom he shall choose as a friend. As-salamu alaykum.